The first thing to note about these many is that they call Jesus Lord, Lord. In life and in death, they call Jesus Lord, Lord. The repetition of Lord intensifies its significance. These people are serious. They're not just casually showing respect for Jesus. They are acknowledging with their mouths Jesus' lordship. They call him Lord. They call him Master. In other words, these are professing Christians. These are people who have openly called Jesus Lord, Lord in this life. And even when he comes again, they look at him in the eyes and they say, Lord, Lord. They've made a profession of faith, and they sincerely believe that it is real. The second thing to note about these people is that they're not just talkers. These are not people who just sit in a pew Sunday after Sunday, make a profession, go to church, but never do anything with their faith. These are active Christian people. They have prophesied in the name of Jesus, which means they've spoken for God in Jesus' name. And they have done many great things in Jesus' name. In other words, these are active Christians who are involved in active ministry work. And yet, the most sobering reality about them is what Jesus says about them. He never knew them. These people look at Jesus and say, Lord, Lord. He looks back at them and says, I never knew you. Now, Jesus isn't saying, I didn't know you existed. He isn't saying, what's your name again? I wasn't aware of you. That's not what he's saying. Jesus is God. He knows everything. He knows everyone. He knows everything about us. He knows the thoughts that we think, even if we never speak them. He knows everything that we do and don't do. He's God. So he's not saying this in a sense of, I don't know who you are. He's saying in this in the sense of, you and I, we had no personal relationship of intimate fellowship. We had no union and communion. In other words, he's looking at them and saying, you were never really mine. You never really belonged to me. We had no vital union and communion. I never knew you in that living, relational, intimate way. And then the words of Psalm 6:8, Jesus will say to them, depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. Workers of lawlessness, because without the vital, life-changing, redeeming, transforming union with Christ, without knowing Christ and Christ knowing you, all the good deeds, religious deeds in the world are lawlessness. Isaiah says, all of our righteous acts are as filthy rags, unclean cloths. Menstrual cloths is actually what Isaiah is referring to. All of your righteous deeds. We prophesied in your name. We did many mighty things in your name. And Jesus says, you're workers of lawlessness. All that stuff you did was lawlessness. In fact, in the context of Psalm 6, Jesus is actually saying that they are his enemies. Psalm 6 closes by referring to the workers of lawlessness as my enemies. Jesus says very plainly that on that day, on the day of judgment, he will say these words to many. Not a few, not some, but many. At this point, we don't need to ask ourselves, who are those many? Who are they? Every one of us needs to stop and ask ourselves, am I one who will hear these terrifying words from Jesus on that day? Honestly and truly, is this a description of me? No one sitting here or standing here is exempt from asking that question of themselves.